You're listening to SBS News.
Australian Foreign Minister Penny Wong has used a speech at the United Nations General Assembly to call on China to use its influence on Russia and end the war in Ukraine. Senator Wong denounced Russia's invasion of its neighbour as illegal, immoral, and says the invasion of Ukraine could not be normalised nor minimised.
We cannot accept a situation where large countries determine the fate of smaller countries. That is why Russia's illegal, immoral invasion of Ukraine cannot be normalised and it cannot be minimised. Russia's attack on Ukraine is an attack on all smaller countries. It is an assertion that a larger country is entitled to subjugate a smaller neighbour, to decide whether another country can even exist.
Senator Wong's comments came a day after she met with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi on the sidelines of the Assembly, during which she raised Beijing's lack of condemnation of Russia's actions. Senator Wong also denounced, without naming Russia directly, its use of its veto power on the UN Security Council to enable what she called the unchecked abuse of the UN Charter.
It was never intended that the Security Council veto power would be used to enable unchecked abuse of the UN Charter by the very countries that were given the veto. So it is especially important for countries that play leading roles in international fora and countries with influence on Russia to exert their influence to end this war. In this, the world looks to China, a great power, a permanent member of the Security Council with a no-limits partnership with Russia. Mr. Putin's weak and desperate nuclear threats underline the danger that nuclear weapons pose to us all and the urgent need for progress on nuclear disarmament.
Australia will also seek a seat on the United Nations Security Council as it pushes for greater membership for smaller states after raising concerns about the veto power. And it's a concern shared by New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern. The Council currently comprises five permanent member states with veto power: China, Russia, France, the UK and the US, and 10 non-permanent members, five of which are elected each year by the General Assembly for two-year terms. Each of these countries' veto powers mean they can stop the Security Council's decisions from being passed and becoming resolutions unless they all agree to them. Ms. Ardern called for the abolition of the UN Security Council veto of the permanent members.
The veto initiative gives the whole UN membership a voice where the Security Council has been unable to act. But we continue to call for more than that, for the United Nations to maintain its relevancy and ensure that it truly is the voice of the breadth of countries it represents. The veto must be abolished. Permanent members must exercise their responsibility for the benefit of international peace and security rather than the pursuit of national interest.
Ms. Wong also told the Assembly Australia was committed to acting on climate change and fostering closer ties with Pacific Island nations, adding that foreign aid to the Pacific has been increased by more than $500 million. And Vanuatu's president, Nikenike Vurubaravu, is stepping up the fight to get the world to focus on combating global warming by calling for a fossil fuel non-proliferation treaty. The treaty would aim to scale down coal, oil and gas production to limit the rise in temperatures to the globally agreed 1.5 degrees Celsius. Mr. Vurubaravu told the Assembly that his country has asked the International Court of Justice to issue an opinion on the right to be protected from the adverse impacts of climate change.
Fundamental human rights are being violated as we begin measuring climate change not in degrees of Celsius or tons of carbon, but in human lives. The time is up. Action is required now. And that is why the nations of the Blue Pacific continent are leading a global initiative to bring climate change to the International Court of Justice, the only principal UN organ that has not yet been given an opportunity to weigh in on the climate crisis.
Senator Wong also attended a meeting of foreign ministers in the Quad Alliance of nations, including the US, Australia, India and Japan. The ministers signed the Quad guidelines announced in May on humanitarian assistance and disaster relief. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.